Matilda Cuomo was born in Brooklyn, New York, in 1931. Despite the bleak economic conditions, her mother, an Italian immigrant, and her father, the child of immigrants, were intent on realizing the American dream for themselves and their five children.
I was very fortunate in that regard. They suffered, they struggled, they sacrificed so much. They put five children through college with no Pell Grant, no help from the government. I mean, you have to honor them for that and appreciate it and be gratified. So that's how I feel.
Doing whatever is necessary to make life better has been a recurring theme in Matilda Cuomo's life as a teacher, a mother, and a mentor. In 1954, she married a young law student named Mario Cuomo, whose long public service career would eventually lead to the New York State Governor's Mansion. After that election in 1982, Matilda Cuomo also entered public service as a volunteer advocate for children. The mid-1980s were a difficult time for New York State. The economy was in recession. Crack addiction was becoming epidemic in the cities. The teen pregnancy rate was soaring, and the high school graduation rate was plummeting to record lows. These trends were deeply disturbing to Governor and Mrs. Cuomo.
And he said to me one morning, the dropout rate, that's it. We can't stand it. It's not tolerable. We must do something. So I said, what do you want me to do? He said, well, you're a mother of five children. You're a teacher. He's giving me all my background qualifications. He said, you have to get a whole board together, nonpartisan, the best you can find, Matilda, and have them figure out with you. Concern yourselves. What are we going to do with these children? How do you keep them in school? How do you inspire them about education like our parents did for us? I said, you're right. You're right. It can be done. It should be done.
And it was done. In 1987, Matilda Cuomo helped establish the nation's first statewide school-based one-to-one mentoring program. Its work was guided by Cuomo's belief that a healthy and successful childhood rests on three pillars. A warm and supportive home where the child's welfare is paramount. A school infused with the joy of learning, where respect for the child is coupled with high standards. And a caring community.
When one of those pillars isn't working or dysfunctional, trust me, the child suffers.
Cuomo wanted mentors with a state-run program to act as a bridge among all three elements. They would offer the personal support a family member might provide, along with the strong focus on academic achievement of a school. She looked for volunteers from the wider community who could expose young students to the larger world beyond their immediate circles. Cuomo says the most effective mentoring is one-to-one.
These children do not thrive unless you give them the one-to-one. When a mentor comes, well-trained, we will do that, and says, I'm here for you, and we're going to work out your problems, we're going to see why you're not doing better in English and math and so forth, and you're going to pass your grades, you're going to do better, you're going to graduate. This is what I want. This is what I want to see instilled in these children.
The New York State mentoring program was hugely successful. Yet when Mario Cuomo left office in 1994, the new governor cut funding for the program. This was a difficult time for Matilda Cuomo. She considered giving up the project until her son Andrew, who is now governor of New York State himself, gave her a pep talk.
That's your baby. You nurture babies. You don't never leave them, Mom. So he said, you have to keep it going. And I said, what am I going to call it? He said, Mentoring USA. He said, now you can go national.
Today, Mentoring USA works with youth in seven states. And Matilda Cuomo expects that more states will be signing on soon. She sums up her attitude with an Italian expression she often heard from her father. Passaci sopra. Roughly meaning, keep on going, never give up. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.